Support for NPR podcasts comes from MasterCard, accepted worldwide. There are some things money can't buy. For everything else, there's MasterCard.
From NPR Music, you're connected to the podcast edition of All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan, with new music from influential and still largely unknown singer and songwriter Bonnie Prince Billy, and a new CD from England's folk music legend Bert Jans, and some wild fun from the Akron family. And we start off with Sean Lennon. Sean, of course, is the son of John Lennon and Yoko Ono. Sean Lennon is now 30 years old. He was 5 when his famous dad was murdered in New York City. Sean Lennon has been making music for a while, first with the band Cibo Matto. His first record on his own was pretty good. It was called Into the Sun, and that was 1998. Now, 8 years later comes Friendly Fire, and it too is pretty good, with some bright, shining moments like this lead-off tune called Dead Meat. Sean Lennon, the CD is called Friendly Fire, and it comes out September 26th. Will Oldham's been making records that don't sell terribly well, but for many, he's an American folk icon. His gentle, fragile voice is an inspiration for artists such as Iron and Wine, Calexico, Devendra Banhart, and many others that these days make music that's soulful and personal. Oldham has many monikers. Palace is one of them. These days, Bonnie Prince Billy is the name he records under. His new CD was recorded in Reykjavik. It's called The Letting Go. And this song's called No Bad News.
trouble, more trouble. Can you get any more? Slow bubble boiling on the bedroom floor. Lonely ain't lonely, someone calling at the door. Someone lovely and she's bringing bad news. She clenches and she cries and lays on the stairs, pounding on the earth and yanking at her hairs, and showing such fear at being found unawares, to be here and be bringing bad news. Well, something bad happens and a lot of people go bad themselves, that's how awful it is. Turning half the heart into something hard and dark, and she had to bring here this. Well, she's told, hold your buttons and look at the sky. Someone will fix things if you let your face dry. Keep your face near the earth and your heart beat high, and you may transcend the bad news. Well, something bad happens and a lot of people go bad themselves, that's how awful it is. Turning half the heart into something hard and dark, and she had to bring the airless. For all hammers and nails, for all leaves and wings, for all love ambitions and enemies and friends. Face so fiercely that all her features go. She lays like a monkey unclothed in the snow, and her voice it decays, and before it does she goes. I will never again deliver bad news. Something bad happens and a lot of people go bad themselves, that's how awful it is. Turning half the heart into something hard and dark, and she had to bring here this.
Bonnie Prince Billy with singer Don McCarthy joining him on one of the many tender songs on her new CD called The Letting Go. If you want to hear more Don McCarthy, she can be heard with the group Fawn Fables. A new CD came my way by Bert Jansch. The music of Bert Jansch has been in my life for a long while. His band Pentangle was a seminal British folk group in the 1960s and then in the early 1970s. Bert's a remarkable guitarist, and if you've ever heard Jimmy Page play a tune called Black Mountainside, it's an arrangement quite influenced by a Bert Jansch performance of Black Waterside. A new CD of home studio recordings is out now by Bert Janch, and on this tune, you can hear the unique voice of Beth Orton. The song's called Katie Krule. Bert Janch performing the traditional tune Katie Krule, along with singer Beth Orton. The new Bert Janch CD is called The Black Swan. One intense songwriter-performer is David Eugene Edwards. He's an evangelical Christian playing blistering music, and for a while in the 1990s, he headed the band 16 Horsepower in Denver, Colorado. These days, he records under the moniker Woven Hand. David Eugene Edwards listened to a lot of church music growing up, but also listened to the dark, brooding sounds of the 1970s band Joy Division. With that in mind, listen to Winter Shaker from Woven Hands. His new CD is titled Mosaic.
All is glory. at the bottom of the sea. Iniquity goes down like water. I have been starstruck by a finger in the sand. And spoken beyond the hand. It is the storm that brought me in.
David Eugene Edwards, his new CD under the name Woven Hand is called Mosaic. Last week, I learned that America's best mountain dulcimer player had passed away. David Schnaufer was a remarkable player of an instrument known for its wispy string sound. Brian Jones of the Rolling Stones made the mountain dulcimer a part of pop culture when he played it on the Stone song Lady Jane. But mountain music is the root of this mostly American invention. Let's hear David Schnaufer play this medley of mountain tunes, including Ebenezer and Fly Around My Pretty Little Miss.
Thank you.
Music by the professor of the Mountain Dulcimer, David Schnaufer. David died last week of lung cancer. He was 53. He was the adjunct associate professor of Mountain Dulcimer at the Blair School of Music at Vanderbilt. You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. A few summers ago, we introduced you to Nina Nastasia. A CD of delicate songs called Dogs had just been reissued. Now the New York singer has made another gorgeous collection of songs. It's called On Leaving. This song's called The Bird of Cusco.
Oh, bird, you must be starving from your flight so long. The wind, the way it was blowing, I feel lonely not to have come. There the pounding of rain has flooded the dim. I can offer you my room you can sleep in. Oh, let me take care. Oh, let me be near. Do you mean to be safe?
Nina Nastasia, the song is called The Bird of Cusco from the CD On Leaving. In the spirit of today's show, a show that seems fairly rooted in music mostly acoustic, we end now with the Akron family. The group is, as you would expect, not from Akron, and in fact not a family, though the music feels to me as if it's made by a collective. And I can't quite put my finger on why that is. Maybe it's just that it's such organic music, and the changes in the songs seem to evolve rather than being preconceived. It'll take some more listens to figure it out. See what you think. This is from the Akron family. The CD's called Gone Beyond, and oh, I think I hear a mountain dulcimer. I'm Bob Boylan, along with producer Robin Hilton. Our engineer is Bill Deputy. It's NPR's All Songs Considered.
Gone, gone, gone beyond, gone completely beyond.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with available real-time traffic alerts. More at acura.com/RDX.